KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
Hey, this is Dan Wilcox from KCRW, and I'm here with comedian, writer, and actor Rob Corddry. He stars in the show Children's Hospital, which airs on Adult Swim, as well as the HBO show Ballers. He's here today to talk about some of the songs that have inspired him throughout his life as part of KCRW's Guest DJ project. Welcome, Rob.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's dive into it. Looks like you've got something from the great Joni Mitchell.
I was introduced to Joni Mitchell. I went to UMass Amherst, a very, very liberal school in Massachusetts. And during the early 90s, which I think was the beginning of the PC movement. And, you know, I was a scumbag from the South Shore of Boston. And I got into the theater, and all the girls, all the people, but mostly the girls that I was interested in, were from a whole different world. And I learned so much. Like, I had this drastic life shift away from just getting drunk with my buddies and then actually just sitting down and having discussions with people and, you know, I learned the value of coffee. And one woman in college in particular introduced me to Joni Mitchell. And the song is California. I always judge people by their record collections.
It's fair.
And everybody that I tend to like anyway has a copy of Joni Mitchell Blue. And if you don't, I introduce it to them like the music snob that I am. And I've had the pleasure to introduce both my daughters to this album, 9 and 7 years old, and they love it. They sing this song. Or they try to. The words are a little tough. I'm your biggest fan, California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking. And the streets are full of strangers. All the news on your ears just give you the blues.
Okay, we just heard from Joni Mitchell. That was the song California. Rob, next up, I see you've got a track here from Pavement.
Oh, man. This song is called Conduit for Sale. And it's about a real estate deal gone bad, which means nothing to me and never has. But the chorus is just this incessant bleeding. Steve Malkmus is bleeding. I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. And it was my theme song, walking around the streets of New York, literally trying to accomplish what I went there for. And particularly, it was like my subway song. You know, put your headphones on, put your head down, and just bob your head a little bit and just really try.
What were you doing at the time?
I was going to auditions. I found I was a pretty good actor, yet the thing you have to be good at is auditioning. So what I decided to do was I go out for everything. Things that weren't even right for me, necessarily. But the point is that I learned to audition, and that very literally brought me to the next level of my career. But I had no idea at the time that it was about a real estate deal, which is kind of funny. The actual verses of the song are basically Malkmus just talking about the details of this shady deal.
That was Pavement with the song Conduit for Sale, sitting here with Rob Corddry. Next on your list, I see you have a track from indie folk rockers, The Mountain Goats.
Oh, man. I love The Mountain Goats. And this is a classic, this one. My wife and I guess we have a song. But this is, it's so not the typical couple's song, because it's really about, like, it's practically like, I hope we both die, become alcoholics, never are happy again as long as we don't have to see each other, and no way we're having children. It's called No Children. And my wife and I have the exact opposite relationship. So we still, to this day, it's been years that we've been playing this and laughing at it. It still brings a smile to our face. Just, I guess, the irony of it, you know?
Now, is it old enough that, did you hear this before you had children?
Yeah, I must have heard it before I had children, but I don't think I heard it before I fell in love with my wife. I think this is one we discovered together and would have to play it again. Like, what the hell is this song all about? These people really hate each other. It's probably just a song where we get to feel superior. And again, my kids really love this one too. My children love the song No Children. Our friends say it's darkest before the sun rises. We're pretty sure they're all wrong. I hope it stays dark forever. I hope the worst isn't over. And I hope you blink before I do. And I hope I never get sober. And I hope when you think of me years down the line, you can't find one good thing to say. And I'd hope that if I found the strength to walk out, you'd stay the hell out of my way. I am drowning.
We just heard the song No Children by the Mountain Goats from one Rob Corddry, who has children, and selected this song. Up next, it looks like we have Neutral Milk Hotel with the song In the Aeroplane Over the Sea.
Ah, oh, man. Well, this is, I guess, my wife and my actual song. My brother played it for us at our wedding on the guitar. A lot of people hate this band, but it's probably the seminal indie rock band, and they're, all of the bands that they like would not be around if it weren't for them. I'm on my soapbox.
Why do you, that's an interesting point, because I agree with you, but why do you think that is, that they're a tough sell for a lot of people?
Well, it's really challenging in a way. There's a lot of, I guess arcane would be the word, instruments. You know, it's kind of like a real stripped-down, raw, 8-track version of the Decemberists, perhaps. And there was nothing like that before. They were also shrouded in mystery for a long time. Their lead singer, Jeff Magum, kind of disappeared for a while. He went to Eastern Europe with a tape recorder, and he released a record of just found songs, music, sounds from this country. So he's that kind of guy. It can be a tough pill to swallow.
So what is it about this particular song that made it your song?
That's a good question. I believe it's about somebody scattering their partner's ashes after they die. Which is, you know, the last thing, I guess, if you think about it, you choose to play at your wedding. But it's, you know, we also love the song No Children and sing it to our kids. So, you know, we have this morbid little game we play. It's kind of like a version of I Love You More, but instead it's I Hope I Die Before You. It's like, I better die before you. No, no, no. I'm going to die before you. No, you know, we'll probably go out in a suicide pact.
And hopefully the song will be playing.
Yeah, my brother will be playing it on the guitar. Sleeping winter clothes with one you loved so long ago. Now we don't even know
All right, that was In the Aeroplane Over the Sea from Neutral Milk Hotel, sitting here with Rob Corddry. And Rob, what is your last song?
You know, people always ask me what my comic influences are, and Steve Martin is probably my biggest influence. And this song, Grandmother's Song, it's called. It's the funniest comedy song, in my opinion, ever recorded. It's so quintessentially Steve Martin. I've stolen a tone of his and put it in Children's Hospital, in a way. It's a very silly stuff taken seriously, very dramatically. And this is one of those tapes I just wore out. You know, I bought it two or three times because the cassette itself would just get warped and unplayable. And I still love it today.
Well, let's give this a whirl here. This is Steve Martin with the song Grandmother's Song.
Put a live chicken in your underwear. Get all excited and go to a yawning festival. Okay, everybody. Be courteous, kind, and forgiving.
Be courteous, kind, and forgiving.
Good. Be gentle and peaceful each day.
Be gentle and peaceful each day.
Be warm and human and grateful.
Be warm and human and grateful.
Rob, thanks so much for joining us here on KCRW.com.
Thank you so much for indulging me.
Be thoughtful and trustful and childlike.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to KCRW.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.
And love all your neighbors.